You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Have you ever wanted to turn unwanted items into extra cash? A new BBC programme is helping contestants to do just that. One recent contestant was Anam Manawa, who is also a social action strategy officer for RNIB. Anam, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how did you get involved with Shift the Thrift? What's the show all about?
Well, I got involved through Betty introducing it to me. So Shift the Thrift is a program where we went to charity shops and bought loads of items, and they were upscaled and made better, and then sold on auction.
And there were two of you in your team, so it was yourself and also colleague Betty from RNIB.
That's right, yes.
Had you ever thought about thrifting before?
I did, yes. Funny enough, I do actually do a little bit of thrifting. Not much as Betty. So I'm a Bollywood dancer, and I do that sort of as a hobby or something on the weekend. Basically, I do teach Bollywood dance, and I record videos as well. So I do tend to go to charity shops, especially the ones that I know would have sort of Asian clothing or items or accessories and things like that. I'll buy them and turn them into something different that I could use for my dancing or as an accessory, you know, for when I'm recording and things like that. So I do actually do that. Not often, but I do. So I was aware of thrifting when this was brought to me.
Now, your episode takes place in Bridgend in South Wales. What was the filming process like?
The filming process was quite smooth. So before we actually had the filming, the people who were filming, we did an awareness session with them in the RNIB Cardiff office. Myself, Kirsty, Fionn and Betty was there, and we did an awareness session, you know, and guiding session and things like that, just to give them an idea of support that a blind and partially sighted person would need. And then it went on to the support that I would need and things like that. So we did discuss those things as well. Me and Betty got to Bridgend ourselves to the venue where we were set up. And they actually went through in detail what would happen. So from the beginning, what journey we would take, how we would do it. So all the process was broken down, I'll say quite well, because everything was sort of laid out to us. So there was no a surprise or a hidden element or anything like that. Everything was very much, you know, upfront, which I really liked, because it just helped me to understand what the process was and what we were going to be doing and things like that. We reached there, if I'm not mistaken, at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we didn't finish until 10 o'clock at night. So it was a full-on day. We had a part where we did an interview, and then we actually went out filming in different charity shops. And then we got to then sell our items on camera on a site, so the kind of the auction site. And then we waited for the results, basically. So it was quite a full-on day. And there's so much going on, and there's so many people involved and things like that. But I felt like we were informed and kept informed at every stage. So, you know, we were not left waiting around or anything like that. Everything was done in a very, very methodical way, I suppose.
Do you think that some blind and partially sighted people might have concerns about taking part in TV shows? Maybe worried that it might not be an accessible experience?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I had a bit of a concern as well before taking part in this, because one of the things I was worried about is, you know, how am I going to be able to see the camera, or, you know, will I trip, you know, walking? And Bridgend is not necessarily familiar to me, although I've been there a couple of times. It's not familiar as Cardiff. So if it was filming Cardiff, for example, I feel like I could get around easily. So those were concerns that I did have. And I would think, as a blind and partially sighted person, other people in my situation would probably feel the same as well, the nervousness and things like that. Saying that, though, I felt really well supported throughout the whole process. Getting there, it was of course an added bonus that, you know, we could have done it with friends and family, as another partner in the show. I went with Betty, and Betty and you know, I've known Betty for so many years, and you know, we're close friends. So it was of course easier in that sense because I knew Betty. Saying that, the production and the filming process was made very, very simple. For example, you know, a guiding was given. So I was actually hanging on to the arm of the expert that I had. You know, I was holding on to him the whole time we were filming. The filming crew was very, very clear in saying, you know, just look straight. You don't have to look at the camera. Literally, they were saying that in this whole process, you don't look at the camera. You look elsewhere, but not at the camera. And that was reassuring. And they kept telling me, you know, okay, we are now on the left-hand side, so the camera's here, this is where you'll be walking. So the process was very much made clear, which really elevated some of that anxiety that I had.
The whole idea of the show is to buy items from charity shops, to sell in auctions, to raise money for good causes. Tell us a bit about your chosen charity.
Okay, so I chose a charity called CCAWS. They're a local independent charity in Cardiff. They're on Wichard Road. So they support BME individuals, provide mental health support, mental well-being, you know, general overall sort of support with housing, things like that. And they even provide counselling service. And I very much like supporting local charities. I always have, whenever I do a Bollywood event even, I'm always supporting local charities. And they're quite close to my heart. So that's the reason why I chose them.
Shift the Thrift is available to watch on the BBC iPlayer right now. Anna Manawa, thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.